I rock this Rubstep.
Cute and wholesome.
Ligma.
Ligma?
What you ask?
Ligma balls.
I wanna fuck the dog from Animal Crossing so bad.
He likes to nut like 12 or 13 times.
If that shit don't say not safe for life, I ain't reading it.
I'm afraid of Princess Tutu.
Arubis!
A weapon to surpass Metal Gear.
Banzai.
Evan Gay Lion.
Bokuno.
Panty and Stocking did 9/11. Here's the theory. Fuck you. That's my theory.
Sandy Hook didn't happen in this universe, you absolute ignoramus.
Isn't it fucked up how goblet doesn't mean tiny goblin?
But here's the thing, in a free society, in a free and open society, no one would want to be cutting off their dingling, okay?
In a free and open society, there would be no reason not to cut off your dingling.
He became gay on the Enola Gay.
Made a baby!
Hey, hello, guys, we had our conversation before we recorded the show. So, you're just gonna have to
I talked for 2 minutes.
You're just gonna have to trust us. This is a good show.
Yeah, it's good. Hello, welcome to the Weebcast. I am Tone, and today I am joined by Corbo. Corbo.
What? Hello. Yeah, I said something. I was the first one who said something.
Were you supposed to say hi, you fucking nigger? Or and that sock.
Happy Pride Month, Tone.
Happy Pride Month.
Yeah.
We love the homosexual community.
Penis and butt.
Penis and buttholes.
What if Kirby used his butthole instead of his mouth?
That'd be fucking hot.
That would be in line with Pride Month, so
yeah, man. Alright. Okay, so today
the anime we're talking about today, real quick, Tone, is very not in line with Pride Month.
Very not. Not at all.
It's very not gay.
Not gay at all.
In fact, I'd call it the opposite of gay.
It's basically the opposite of gay. We are doing fucking Starship Troopers, the anime. Now, a lot of people don't know about this anime. It was made in 19... Yeah. Wow. That was fun.
What the fuck is that?
It was made in 1988. Oh, the normal.
Man, there was a lot of, like, really good shows that started in 88, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe that this actually existed because I literally didn't know this.
A lot of people don't
existed until like 45 minutes ago, and then I watched it through at 12x speed, and I was like, "Oh, that was great!
It's amazing!" I just finished it today, and I honestly, we'll get into the movie at some point, but it's definitely my favorite adaptation of the story, and definitely the best. It's not 100% faithful, but compared to like the movie, you know, it's great. You actually get to see the power suits and stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'll have to talk about Natsok with that watching a 12x anime at 12x speed a little later. Very, very unprincipled.
Though I gotta say, he did miss out on the fantastic soundtrack.
I did not miss out on the fantastic tits, however.
There were nice tits. Those, yeah.
My reflexes are able to catch tits at extreme speeds.
See, I only ever watched the movie, the American movie, and I only ever really watched... Yeah, actually, I think I remember. But I only ever watched the first one. And I knew there's other ones there, but I've heard their shit.
Other what?
Other movies.
The 3D animated ones, I saw one of them. It wasn't like, I have a very similar feeling for the 3D animated one that I saw to the movie. I can't talk today. In that it's schlock, but it's enjoyable, I guess.
Which one did you see? Did you see Roughnecks?
No, Roughnecks was a cartoon. Okay. I think I saw something, Mars, I don't fucking know. It wasn't great. It was by the same people that did the animated Resident Evil movies, which I do enjoy a lot. But this is just kind of dumb.
The 3D cartoon one, Roughnecks, looks absolutely terrible. Like,
I heard it was pretty good.
Really? I mean, just visually. It looks like Beast Wars tier.
Yeah, the animation is very bad.
Yeah.
So the show was never released, and I don't think it was ever released officially in America. I don't even think it got a DVD release. The version I watched was a rip from a Laserdisc. So if you find it online, which the people at Crunchyroll obviously are never going to show this. And if they did, they'd have to put a warning. This show depicts characters that we find inhuman in a neutral way.
In a neutral way?
Yeah, pretty neutral.
Wait, so real quick, Tone, explain to me what exactly, what's the going-ons?
What's
this,
going on?
Because I've never read the book. And
you never read the book? I'm sorry. I keep assuming that people read the book and watched this.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Starship Troopers is about Johnny Rico.
Johnny Rico. Yeah. See, this is what I'm saying. I'm so sure. Like, Rico is a very, Iberian name.
Yeah.
And as well as Johnny.
Kind of Spick or something?
Like Spicks don't really call them.
Yes.
Some kind of blonde, blue-eyed Spick.
Yes,
exactly.
The thing about this may piss off some people. Johnny Rico was born in the fucking Philippines in the book. So yeah.
Why would that piss off people?
Well, because a lot of people are like, "Oh, he's like an Aryan dude. He's so cool." Because people have only seen the movie and they think that that's an accurate representation of what the story is.
I mean, I'm kind of really wondering, wild. Like, what
but
kind of fucking
he's,
flip
he looks like,
would be
he
called?
Looks like he looks like he looks the dude in the anime looks like the guy in the movie.
Online it says in the novel on the wiki it says he's Asian. It says he's from the Philippines. He is born in
that's
the Philippines.
That's so weird. Why would Asian make him Aryan?
Because
right?
Yeah. Why would they make him look white?
I wonder.
I've never known. Asians to make Asian characters look white. It's very strange.
Yeah, I mean, especially even in the 80s too, they would actually try to show them as Asian. But even his parents in this look pretty white too.
Yeah,
which is what I'm kind of thinking is like, I don't know, is he supposed to be like a Hapa or something? Like one of the very few handsome
Hapas?
He's got
blonde hair, blue eyes.
Well, his father's name was Emilio in the book. It says here, so that's interesting. I don't know.
There are completely like blonde, like you know, almost Nordic or English looking people in Spain. Look at the royal family of Spain. Yeah, you would never be able to tell that they're meds.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not shitting on like people from the Philippines or anything. I'm just saying that
I am.
That's just what Johnny.
They are little gremlins. They're the Mexicans of Asia.
They're gremlins. Yeah. You know, I mean, I love Gremlins. It's a great movie.
So it's a compliment. I'm complimenting you.
Exactly. I love doing that one.
That's what we do. That's what we do on the Weebcast.
Yeah, we're a show.
No,
of
like China has all these laws specifically to keep flips out of their country.
It's like no gremlin.
That's
like,
hilarious.
I'm telling you, like there are fewer Filipinos in China, which is right next door, then there are like coming into America every year. That's how much the Chinese do not want them.
Yeah. Sounds pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like with the Chinese, it's kind of difficult for me to understand how that exactly. Because they have so many fucking like gremlin looking peasants too. That I just like, okay, but what's the real difference here?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like okay. IQ. that's true
for sure.
So what besides you know the protagonist being Johnny Rico, what else is this story about like the show
about
movie?
Johnny Rico.
Yeah, it's about Johnny Rico.
He's a flip.
It's a blonde flip. He's
a flip. He's trying to get to China.
Yeah, it's about a Filipino man's journey to China.
Wait a minute. What if like it's a Filipino dude that's like imagining like okay, because you know like Chinese are like compared to ants, right? And bugs. what if the alien planet is actually China?
It's all in his head. He's just some fucking poor immigrant.
That's like killing off a bunch like of Chinese people in some day. Some random village. He's a
schizophrenic immigrant.
Well, dude, like, I mean, are these immigrants really not that schizophrenic? Like,
so he goes to China and starts murdering people. That sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But like, while he's murdering them, he's like, he's making it clear that like, no, I'm killing ants.
Yes.
So they're evil alien bugs, and Earth's at war with this race of evil alien bugs. Yes. And I mean, they're basically sort of a fascistic society. They're like really the
they're
in the Italian sense of fascistic.
Yeah, it's that more. I would say more in the Italian sense than the German sense, and I think that's one of the differences of the book and the anime to an extent, and the movie.
Yeah, and I mean, like from what I understand,
what do you mean by that? Well, explain that difference.
Well, Paul Verhoeven very obviously read, like, it's been said that he read some of the book and he's like, this is disgusting, this is fascist, I hate this, I'm not writing the script, I'm getting someone else to do it. It's very obvious that he briefly read it and came to the conclusion, oh, this is just Nazis. And I think it's a little different than that. I think it's a little less, he chose to portray the movie as if it was Triumph of the Will with, spacesuits and shit. Or no, he didn't have the spacesuits in the movie because he doesn't like cool shit, I guess. I don't know. Yeah,
they have futuristic war suits.
Yeah, that was more of a budget thing. And also, like, even the suits in the book, they're a little different than they are in the anime too.
They look like fucking paper mache in the movie, from what I remember.
Yeah, they do.
Like, it's always that sort of thing with plot, like, how much plot armor do they have? Like, does the suit, is it made out of paper? Or is it made out of the fucking tightest steel out there? Or is there, like, dodge at, like, I don't know, fucking, like, 200% or some shit?
Well, as we all know, the legendary thing about Starship Troopers is that it was supposed to be like an anti-fascist sort of satire.
The movie.
But it like kind of failed, and like people were suddenly fascinated by kind of the lore and the society depicted in the movie, and people got into the book. People got into the book.
Well,
of the movie,
they tried to sell it. They didn't know what the fuck to do with this movie. They sold toys for kids, for the movie. they're fucking toy, and they're not like the really nice shit that like kids can't afford and like grown men buy because they're weird. It's more like
literal toys.
Yeah, like literal like kids toys. Like get the Johnny Rico playset.
But that means they must have watched the movie.
Yeah, and like,
because who the fuck is Johnny Rico?
It's hilarious how bad this backfire. Like I've met a guy, he's not a white guy, but he's like, this I saw this when I was a little kid and I thought it was the coolest thing ever, and he's in the military now because
Well, that's the thing, is that like the depiction is supposed to be like immensely cruel, and I guess people are just dying, and like everything is for like fighting against the bug scum, and they have all this propaganda about like squashing the bug, and it's funny, but at the same time you're like, I want to squash the bug, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, but
like, I'm completely for that.
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves, and it is my fault. I apologize for that. I'm very passionate about this. I love the book a lot, and I really love this OVA. So the story follows Johnny Rico and his kind of journey, becoming a Marine, and what he does in the Marines. It kind of has an abrupt ending, but we'll get to
that. Doesn't he kind of join just because all of his friends join the military?
Yeah. Well, in the books, I haven't read them. It's been a couple years, so forgive me if I'm a little
stale.
Yeah, a little stale on it, but. He joined because his best friend was joining, and the girl he thought was hot was joining, because all the pilots, for whatever reason, in the book it says that they're just the best at piloting, which is objectively wrong. I don't trust women with cars, let alone fucking spaceships, but whatever, that's the universe. I'll let it slide.
Yeah, just haha, and so the universe kinda, they're like somehow magically like the best.
Yeah, it's like whatever. So he joins up, and this is one of the things I've noticed about both adaptations is that it tries to push like a romance between him and this girl. I forget her fucking name.
Carmelita or something? Or
Carmesita, yeah.
Carmesita. Now that's a very Spanish, like that's yeah. That's not a Spic name, that's a very Spaniard name.
Yes.
Carmesita. Yes.
And she's in the I don't think that's her name in the book, but there is a girl in the book, and you don't really see her. I think you see her like once when he joins, and then that's it. There is no like real romance in the book. I think they try.
That shit is always yeah, added to movies or like adaptations.
I get it, and I think it was done much better in this than it was in the movie, where they have like a fucking love triangle, like some like fucking dumb high school drama. It's not dumb like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's very obvious when something like that is tacked onto the movie rather than a serious part of the book.
Yeah,
like because that's like, I don't know why, but I've always noticed with movies, from book to movie adaptions, or really any movie that's like a brand new written script, they tend to like it's just the love interest is somehow like the easiest method to bring characters along a certain path. I don't know, like have like something the audience can also be interested in.
Yeah.
Besides the plot itself.
Yeah.
Like tits.
Yeah. Everyone likes tits.
Wait, so this is the kind of universe that like they share facilities, like both men and women in the military. Or am I thinking of something else? Thing like Battlestar Galactica or some shit.
Because
I remember specifically like I saw that and I was like very weirded out. I was like, what's going on? Like, why are they like both men and women are like using the same facilities, like bathrooms and showers and shit.
I don't know. That's not really in. Well, in the that's yeah, like
I'm probably thinking of another
movie. In the
probably think some other sci-fi shit.
Yeah, in the anime, women aren't really in the Marines or not the Marines. The they're not soldiers. They're pilots. But that's about it. That was something they added to the movie, I believe. I might be wrong. I don't remember any women in the book. They Paul Verhoeven wanted TNA, and that's how he got it in there. He's not a very subtle director. And after seeing Starship Troopers, I'd say kind of a meh director. I like Robocop though, but everyone likes Robocop.
Oh, he directed that too?
Yeah, he directed
Robocop. I mean, he just
Robocop.
Made a lot of, like, this, is he just, like, dumb and doesn't understand how, like, to make, like, something he's writing about look bad?
Yes. Next question.
Well, listen. The giant bug parts of the movie, the live-action film, are really good. They're really good.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna knock him that. I will say, Paul Verhoeven is a very good action director. There isn't really a whole lot of action in the book, which, you know, makes sense. It's a book. You can't really do action in that very well.
Right, and there isn't a whole lot of action in the anime either.
Yeah, it's mostly training.
My first impression of the anime actually was how similar it was in structure to the live action movie. Like they even start out with a football scene.
Yeah, I don't think that was the starting scene. I think that was something they made up because the book starts out with like a military battle, with some different type
of
alien.
The anime technically started out with that. Yeah, but I was gonna say like how reminiscent of like 80s films was it?
Oh yeah.
When I was looking at this, I was like, wow, I feel like I'm just watching an 80s cartoon about 80s America.
Oh, yeah. Dude, like, the fucking... the 80s music in it was like kind of hilarious. Like, not it was good, it was good fucking music, but it was kind of weird, like,
especially because they're all speaking Japanese.
Well, no, it was all done in English. I believe it was Japanese singers, but they did a very good job not sounding like
I mean, like, all the voice actors are Japanese.
Oh, all the voice actors are Japanese. Yeah, it's very strange, but it's good music. Nat, what do you think?
Well, I felt like this reminded me of how anime used to be better. I mean, I don't want to sound like some kind of I don't want to like crack sip, you know, but
you're literally right. There are no literally wrong in Starship Troopers.
There's no cute girls doing cute things like
I gotta be the voice of reason here. This is just outright wrong. Okay, I will agree with you on one thing though, is that this was like in an era when anime was definitely much more it's definitely much more palatable to like a very like a less niche audience. Like this is like
no. What?
Yeah. No, like what I mean is that this didn't have the tropes of like anime has today. So it doesn't put off people that don't like those tropes. So like you could watch old anime and like it would be similar to watching old 70s, 80s American films. In terms of what the tropes are, how the, you know, plot goes along, what are the,
I would
like,
agree. You could actually aesthetics. Sit this down in front of a girl. A girl might like
that,
this.
That's fair. I think that it's definitely less popular than modern anime is, because anime is big business.
It doesn't matter. Niche does not mean popularity. It's what it's targeted towards.
Modern
anime is very, like pretty much especially targeted towards otakus.
Towards
no. Shut up.
I mean, like, the last modern thing I watched recently was Shield Hero, Rise of the Shield Hero. And even that had, like, I mean, that had, like, extreme lolly, cute girls doing cute girl stuff.
Well, I mean, you literally can't make a profitable anime at this point without having that. Because most of the, I mean, obviously the Blu-ray sales matter, but also figures and stuff like that matter.
Most of Starship Troopers, the anime, was really just people talking in a dramatic way. There was actually very little comedic relief. By the way, this is a 6-episode OVA. So that's, what is that? That's a little over, that's a little over 2 hours. That's a great length to just watch it like a movie. I mean, if you like the live action film, you can watch through this in about the same amount of time. If you enjoy that sort of universe, you can actually think of this as sort of a way to watch this in a more extended format.
Yeah, if you cut out the intro song and the outro song, it's 120 minutes, which is pretty good to watch all 6 episodes. I would say it's very well paced too. At no point was I like, why the fuck are they adding this? Or can we move on? Which a lot of OVAs, it's weird. Even though they're shorter, a lot of OVAs feel too long. Like the one we were supposed to do last week.
Dude, that was just, if you want to bring that up real quick, like that was just, I don't know how the fuck that was. So, we were supposed to do Genocide last week, but I only watched the first episode and a bit of the second.
The first episode was good, and
I was about to shut it off like a third of the way through the first episode because I was just so, dude, I was so fucking bored.
Yeah,
like, it was terrible art. It was like not art, but like it was terrible animation.
It depends. When gore was happening, it looked good. When everything else was happening, it looked like absolute shit.
Yeah.
Were you guys talking about Genocyber?
Yeah.
Just real quick.
We're just bringing it up real quick because I did announce that we were going to do it on a form.
The artwork is so cool. I'm just looking at it on Google Images. I mean, I am going to watch this. I don't care if it's not good because it looks awesome.
I would recommend it to you, Nat, but I probably wouldn't recommend it to
Okay. I have some images too that I actually was going to do because I thought it was going to be a little more interesting from the start. But I honestly just like this is one of those shows where I could barely understand like how they were going to just the keep this going like a third of the way through. And after the second episode started, I was like, why am I here? Why do I care to watch this any further?
It's really bad.
It's like, I feel like somebody wanted to do gory anime stuff with it, with just like really edgy, like, oh, kids getting their heads blown off and like guts pouring everywhere. It's like, whoa, man. And then, and then they just kind of like, oh, it's like Akira with the psychonetics and, you know, the people can use mind reading and.
See, Corbo's like, making it sound cool. It's not cool. It sucks.
It looks so cool on Google
Images. It looks so fucking cool, doesn't it? It's awful. So
Why is it not
cool? It's just boring as fuck. It's to be
terribly executed.
It's very
But you just said it was gory.
Yeah.
How is that boring? Okay.
Shut the fuck up, Natsa.
There isn't enough gore.
Well, how about you explain it?
The entire
first episode, 48 minutes long. It's not a regular episode. It's a 48 minute long episode, and it's basically about like, okay, first they try to come up with a really convoluted plot about like how Israel, China, and Japan are like joining forces to like bring their military together against the global homo like.
Wait, nation, so China, Japan, national. And America are bringing their military.
But like they're they're having an alliance because like they don't want to take their military away, which is like this global effort to like to dismantle every military so there's no more wars. And then like they come to this like scientist guy who's like trying to, it's basically like Akira in the sense that they were trying to make like they're experimenting with children to make them into like psychonetics. I don't know what was it with it in the 80s and 90s, and like this whole like Lane did this shit too, where like they were talking about like using kids to make them into like, you know, psychokinetic like warriors or whatever.
Yeah, that's a trope from Hollywood, like kids having, you know, psychic abilities.
It was very bad. It had a bunch of weird, every episode wasn't connected. Like episode 2 and episode 3, the girl was on like a submarine or some shit and just randomly, and it's like, oh, I am
really,
a robot that killed your brown friends. I am evil because my robot killed your brown friends and you're going to have to kill me and I'm going to go crazy. And then she turns into Jenna Cyber, and then it's like, oh, we're two immigrants, and we're going into City 17 from Half-Life 2. there's a cult that worships Jenna Cyber. Jenna Cyber isn't Elaine, it's the other girl now. It's bad. It's fucking retarded. It's one of the worst fucking stories. Well, go ahead, dude.
You guys are doing a terrible job of explaining why it's bad. You're just this is what happens.
Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things that on paper should be amazing.
Maybe I'll watch it at 12x.
Anyway.
The problem is, it basically just hit, like, it's supposed to be an OVA in short, but it hinders too long on, like, a lot of scenes that don't matter. Yeah, and they try, like, you don't care about the characters at all. Like, you just
basically trying to explain to everyone why we didn't do an episode last week.
Yeah, I mean, also because I was very busy, car breaking down and all that, but,
And then you crashed it the other day. You hit a fucking
didn't. Shut the
fuck up. You got hit by a blue shell, dude.
No, I didn't actually hit anything. The red shells
in Mario. Not the blue ones.
The blue stinky shells. Oh, I like the red shell.
I only take the red shell.
What if Kirby sucked a blue shell in?
Bro, holy shit.
Oh, man.
In his butt?
In his butt! Oh.
Bro.
That would really hurt. That would pause his neck hole.
Oh God!
Very interesting.
Well, you know, we gotta make this episode pride themed, right? I guess put a rainbow flag behind the
Starship. Oh, I can make it pride themed. I can make it pride themed. I would also recommend you watch the anime Blue Gender.
Boku no Pico.
No, watch the anime Blue Gender. You ever hear of this?
I watched some of it. I didn't finish it though. It was pretty interesting.
So one of the cool things about the Starship Troopers anime is that they have mechs in it, and and these are like pretty small scale mechs, sort of like Appleseed.
The mechs in Starship Troopers. This thing interesting about
Starship Troopers and Blue Gender.
The book is they kind of the whole power armor idea that you see in games and movies and shit kind of comes from Starship Troopers. I don't know if it's the first time it showed up, but it's definitely the most popular and early version. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
we have Starship Troopers to thank for like the whole mecha thing.
Yeah, and genre? Like shit, like shit, like Fallout, power armor, stuff like that.
Really?
Sorry, go ahead. What were you saying about Blue Gender? I saw some of it. I didn't watch.
Yeah, so though. Blue Gender is kind of the same way, where it features mecha pretty heavily, but they're like street level mecha, you know, they're like the size of cars or something. Yeah. And they're fighting giant bugs. So, however, the giant bugs are not on another planet. So you're not sending space marines to go fight them. The giant bugs have literally taken over Earth.
Yeah.
They are now the predominant species of the planet Earth. And so it goes into some of the politics of that. And there's actually a lot of like metaphysical, kind of philosophical aspects to it. So it's one of those endings where it's like, it's a thinker. So
yeah,
I think people might, it's worth watch. And the cool thing is that it's free to watch on Funimation's YouTube channel.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Tech like that, like the, power armor shit. That's like more of human size or car size. I kind of think it's cooler because I don't know. It just feels like all the really large robots are so impractical, unless they're like Evangelion, where they're actually just biological things that are connected to armor that they're controlled and all that.
I like big robots. I like big robots.
Don't get
oh
no! Oh shit!
Oh, here comes Shrek. Time for my swamp water.
This is perfect because we had just finished with Starship Troopers and we were segueing perfectly into Detective Pikachu.
We will do both. These are some
more. Oh my fucking god.
Swamp water is so good, donkey.
Fucking hate every time.
So Starship Troopers is interesting. I
shut
liked...
the fuck up, Pattern Cake.
Starship Troopers is interesting.
Yeah. What did you guys think of the training and how it was handled differently in the movie and in the?
I mean, a black guy beating everybody up, based and red pilled.
I want my black daddy to beat me up.
So Starship Troopers is super 90s-ified. Compare the football scene in the anime to the football scene in the movie. The football scene in the movie is like this weird, like wacky, like really colorful.
Yeah.
Homosexual thing, and the anime is just football. It's just football on a field outside.
Fucking
wait, why is it homosexual? Wait a minute, is the real Pride Month in the movie and not the OVA?
Yeah, it looks like a gay pride parade because it's all these wacky fluorescent colors.
Well, here's the real woke take: is that OVA actually stands for ovaries, which are only on women.
Ah.
And women are gay because they have
women
sex.
Women are
with men.
Gay.
Oh shit! You're right.
All right. So, what was I saying? Yeah. So the training montage. No, it's not a montage. I guess it's a slow motion, real time montage. Is kind of the same way where in the movie, it's all sort of exaggerated and the characters have spiky blonde hair because that's just what everyone did in the 90s. And in the anime, it feels more like a boot camp scene.
A lot different.
Yeah, it also feels a lot less futuristic. Like they, I feel like they use a lot more natural scenes rather than like in the movie where it was like these like fortress things or whatever. But I don't know. Like I kind of forget what exactly happens, but like they do the training scene until that one guy dies from life fire because he took his helmet off or something.
Yeah,
shit.
That's one of the weird things about the that's different in the anime and the book. The book is kind of crazy at times. So in the book, the way they train is they use dummy rounds, but there's a 1 out of 100% chance that every shot they fire will be a live round.
Oh, okay, hold on. Did you just say 1 out of 100% chance?
Out of 100, I'm not smart. I'm dumb.
I'm letting you know that's not how ratio. You don't need to add percentage at the end of
the ratio. The real 1 out of 100%
chance.
The real dummy round is me.
Oh my god, Powder Keg. Paddock Shrek, have you ever watched Starship Troopers? I know there's not a lot of swamps, but swamp there's water. Bugs.
No, there's no donkeys or Fionas or Farquads.
Yeah.
At least then there's no swamp water. Oh, Oh, so good. Donkey.
Oh man.
Amazing.
My whole shirt is soaking wet right now.
All right.
Amazing.
So yeah.
You know, we should rename to this show this not gay. Because, anyway, you know, for Pride Month, obviously.
Yeah, Pride Month. Fucking the bugs are one of the main things that I found that were definitely different in this.
There's bugs in my swamp.
In your swamp water?
No.
They were all more like parasites. They were more like parasites in the anime.
And Donkey was a parasite, but then now he's my best friend. At first I said, Donkey! Go away!
And now, he's
now I love Donkey. I'm gonna give him a kiss. Cheers to you, Donkey! This swamp
that's like
water.
That's like an indirect kiss with a dragon, bro. Be careful.
Yeah. All right. Well, the bugs are different. They're more like cockroaches in the movie. They're one of the things I like.
Well, dude, I think cool. Parasites. Parasites would be fucking scarier than bugs. Parasites, that shit would actually. What did they do? Did they like crawl into people's skins and shit?
Yeah, shit like that. They like crawl into a guy. Oh fuck! I don't think Shrek's doing so good.
Well, the bugs in the anime, the bugs in the anime are more Lovecraftian,
yes.
Right? Like they're more like a. It reminds me of The Thing.
Yeah, They're never really described in the book, so it's kind of a pick what you like kind of thing. I personally like the anime more. I think the bugs in the movie are a lot more iconic. I like the design of them, but I find the idea of the ones in the anime to be.
Tom loves OVAs. You know, this show right now is an OVA. Ogre voice acting. delicious. Swamp water.
Can you just remember to like turn his like fucking drinking down?
No, it's
something when you're editing.
I'm gonna turn it up. Fuck
no,
you.
No, don't.
I'm so glad Corbo's not editing.
Jesus.
Whenever Corbo edits anything, it turns out terrible.
Oh,
what? No way,
dude.
Oh wait. Ooh. Okay, no, I know what you're talking about now. Now I feel bad.
Especially when Corbo doesn't edit something after weeks and weeks of saying he will.
Yeah, man. If Corbo edited the show, we would have like one episode. We'd have like 5 episodes a year, maybe.
Oh shit! Hey, I just saw the scene with the tits.
Yeah, there's tits.
With the anime tits.
And it comes in at around the same point in the story as in the live action movie. So I'm wondering, like, if there are no tits in the book, How come the tits show up in about the same point in both the live action movie and the anime? I bet they watched the anime. I think they watched the anime. Like,
the guy, I saw a little documentary about it, and the guy that wrote the script was actually a fan of the series, so it wouldn't surprise me too much.
Wait, the guy who wrote the script watched the anime, it's confirmed?
No, of the book. He said he was a fan of the series. If that's true, I don't know. Sometimes in interviews, they're like, "Oh yeah, I love this thing," and they've actually never seen it. But if it's true, I wouldn't be that surprised if he had seen it.
I bet you like 12 white people had seen this show when it was new back in 1988. Like, I bet nobody saw this.
Yeah, like, well, I don't think it was ever officially released.
Yeah, the problem is, like, of a show like, of an OVA like this, is that, like, there's no release. They don't really show it on TV, and it's not really advertised.
Yeah.
It's just kind of made because, I mean, I don't know. Like, we would have to, like, look into some, like, fucking behind the scenes of, like, why this was even made before the movie.
Yeah.
Japs, like, really obsessed with the book or something? And, like,
I don't know. I think it's just because they thought, oh, well, this thing's got, like, mecha suits, basically, so let's do it. Let's do the thing.
That could have been it. And it also, I mean, for Japanese, this is probably a very normal society. This isn't like a reflection on anything for them, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, in...
Yeah, they would have no quarrels about...
The choice to make a movie of it, I can only imagine, was somewhat controversial. And so I do give them credit for that, making a movie of it in the first place. I just don't think they did a great job.
Why would people find this problematic, Tone? You mentioned
Because Starship Troopers, less so in the book than in the movie, but it's pretty authoritarian. I don't know if I would call it fascist, but it is definitely authoritarian.
All the characters seem pretty happy to me. Aren't people supposed to always be suffering in an authoritarian society?
I think that's why people didn't like it. It's an authoritarian society depicted as working. And that's especially in 1959.
I can't wear a dildo on my forehead in the middle of the street. I'm living in an authoritarian
state. It's very sad. Very, very sad. No, but
my swamp is an authoritarian state. No homosexuals in my swamp.
Oh, Pride Month, Shrek.
Come on, do it on the hush hush,
Shrek,
dude.
Pride Month. What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, donkey! If you bring any sodomite faggots or Jews around Shrek, there'll be hell to pay, donkey.
Anyway, so yeah, I think that's basically it.
I mean, the thing is that, like, when
homos will be allowed in this swamp as long as I'm the ogre here. Never.
Is this the Shrek version of Pastor Anderson?
Yeah, that was what that was.
Yeah. Damn, Shrek, I didn't know you were so homophobic.
Shut up, nigga.
Don't please. You gotta clip that out for the next episode.
Yeah, of course. Oh, fuck. Alright.
Yeah, my thing is, when I first watched this, like, I feel like it's obviously not subtle, but my thing is that I never really understood the real big difference between, like, you know, like a proud American state that, like, you know, actually, like, functions and cares about the people and, you know, actually tries to be healthy and such, you know, with a certain amount of, like, you know, us good and me bad, you know, because that's kind of needed in any type of military setting. Like, even if it's more like gray area where it's like a European war or some shit. But, what do you call it? To me, it's just like, the only difference really is that people know it and they accept it and that they also are proud of it rather than they're just already living in it.
Yeah.
Corbo, if we're going to get into the nitty gritty of what it means to be in a fascistic society, you don't actually need an enemy for that.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
All it really
I know.
Means is
I
mean, that should... there's like a there's a
unless
military
it's Farquaad.
Unless it's well, Farquaad is the or eternal factory. Enemy, but right, in, obscenity is the eternal enemy. But if you have a militaristic class, like those people, just go, they just make a private lifestyle contributions.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. This is the
medicine, engineering, and government, all that stuff.
Yeah, this is the thing that I've just been reminded of. No, it's like you have to be you have to join the military to become a citizen, right? In the,
yes.
In
right,
the
and military yes. is basically
well,
college
not to become
with guns. Citizens,
but to vote, I believe.
Dude, that sounds badass.
Yeah, it is.
College cool. of guns.
College yeah. with guns. That's all the military is in a fascistic society.
Yeah,
Israel does that. That's why there's so many pictures of fucking hotties. Like,
right?
Yeah,
because everyone
all have
to go.
Big, big, nice milkers with guns.
Nice,
big
tight,
Jewish
nice,
milkers.
They've got torpedoes and guns.
Jewish pussy.
That's one for the sound bites.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going on Newsweek. That's going in Newsweek.
Yeah, that's going in Newsweek. So yeah,
Fiona.
I don't know. If Starship Troopers really is would reflect Robert Heinlein's political beliefs, because before this he wrote Stranger in a Strange Land, which I haven't read, but I hear it's like a really weird, like kind of libertarian weirdo book. So yeah, I don't know, maybe he changed over time. I don't know, but whatever it is,
well,
I
heard on a really cool podcast that Stranger in a Strange Land was actually Heinlein's entry in a bet that he made with L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, I heard of this.
Like, they both tried to write a book that would start a religion. L. Ron Hubbard won.
Yeah.
I forget what show it was, but it was
yeah,
a really,
yeah.
really
Don't
good
move.
Show.
I know, so they got some pretty good guests on there.
Dope
yeah.
show.
Pretty dope. So, I think that the movie is okay. If you want like a schlock action movie, I'd say go for it. But if you want something,
I mean, I watched that movie with my wife, and we were like on a giant like bug like movie binge for like a week after that. Like it
you were
Starship
on a giant
Troopers,
bug for like a week. What?
Itch.
We were bug chasing out. For a week. We were watching
Pride Month.
Giant bug.
Hashtag Pride Month.
We were watching giant bug movies for like a week. There's something about Starship Troopers that just gets the blood up.
Fuck bugs.
And makes you wanna, you know, kill some bugs, right?
Yeah,
let's go and kill some bugs.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
And that's why Blue Gender is a good entry in that genre.
I do shit on it sometimes, and like, I think a little too much, because I do, at the end of the day, enjoy it. I don't think it's a good adaptation, but I think it's a very enjoyable action movie.
As a piece of art, the anime is better.
Definitely. If you want a proper adaptation, watch the anime.
Yeah, it seems as if, like, I was going to say, it just seems like everything in the anime is just much better executed from everything I see.
Yeah. Watch the anime, watch the movie if you want. Definitely read the book or listen to it. There's a very good audio version. That's how I read it, because I can't fucking read.
Where can you get the audio version?
I don't know, just download it.
Honestly, probably YouTube.
Just freaking find it.
Yeah, just find it, faggot.
Listen, or you could borrow it from your, you know, helpful little friends that you only know their IP addresses.
All right, now I want to hear about Detective Pikachu.
Oh shit! Is this a double whammy?
Yes, we're doing doubles.
Download your audiobooks from BitSwamp. Oh, I'm gonna polish off the rest of this swamp water before we start.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a quick break and then we'll start Detective Pikachu.
Thank you.
right, Pikachu.
We're back. So... we're back with Detective.
No, we've
Pikachu.
Been back, bro.
Oh.
We never okay. left.
That's why me and Nat were keeping the mic left. Warm.
Yeah, we're keeping the mic warm in my butt.
Pride Month!
Pride Month!
Blacked.
More like more
when
like
are we gonna
blacked
have
blacked
month?
Month? Oh, jeez. Why were we thinking the same fucking
Black
thing?
Month is the other 11 years.
Because I just yelled
black
a moment
racist.
Ago. Blacked Month. It, yeah, like, I you have Black History
did
Month
did
in
say
February.
11 years of the month. I don't think
11
I got
years
that right.
of the month.
That's the rest.
There's just literally nothing about that that's correct.
I'm smart. Fuck you.
I'm back.
All right, we're talking about Detective Pikachu.
Okay, who here actually saw Detective?
I saw
Boku
Detective
no
Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Oh,
no. I saw the trailers.
They saw the trailers.
Okay, no.
Good enough. It sucks.
Okay. The way I've put it is that it's not it's not bad. It's not bad enough to watch it for cringe humor.
Uh-huh.
But it's also not good enough to keep you engaged.
Damn, that's the worst.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, this is a movie. This is like a C movie.
Do they reference TED Talks in the
movie? No.
Does Pikachu give a TED Talk?
Parts of it Bill Nye in it or something?
No, what? We watched it together!
Someone called him Bill Nye, so I thought he was Bill Nye when we watched it.
What?
No. The movie.
There's just some scientist. I don't know.
So first of all, the movie. I'm gonna go into my kind of autistic.
Yeah.
Gripes with it because this is the right show to do it. I couldn't do this
it.
On my show.
Do it. Keg fucking okay. Keg fucking hates Pokemon, except for that one. OVA. Right.
Right. Yeah. I don't like non-canon shit about Pokemon. I
fucking
Wait. Hate it.
Do you guys like that one Pokemon movie where Pikachu turns into stone or something? And
I mean, you're kind of obligated to like that because that was a big deal, like when I was a kid. So I don't know. And I like Mewtwo. Mewtwo's probably one of my top favorite Pokemon.
Keep back.
I like the series. I like the original series, probably just the first season. After that, it's like, okay,
it's all terrible.
How much
all...
of a commercial whore are you?
It was all terrible. Like, if you yeah, want like a re- if you want a real right. if you want a real like. Canon adaptation of what it should have been, Pokemon Origins is really good. It's actually like
oh yeah, they yeah. do like something really close to the game, right?
Yeah, no, they don't even the Pokemon don't even fucking say their own names. Like it's perfectly canon.
It's pretty really? Funny. Like there's yeah. a scene
see,
where like
I know of this. That sounds now I'm like hyped. I actually want to.
It's
see
like
that.
Brutal. Like the fights are actually like pretty fucking violent for a Nintendo anime.
Yeah, they're like.
Huh. They're, yeah, like they're like dying and shit and like just getting the fuck beat out of them. Like it's pretty fucking good.
Is there rape?
I mean, it looks like Squirtle rapes Charmander almost.
It's pretty fucking fun.
Pretty fucking brutal.
Is yeah. there blood?
In some parts, yeah.
Is there cursing?
Not a lot. I don't know. I don't know what I guess
I only
like the Japanese.
I like shows with sex and cursing.
Cursing. No, I watch the dub. And they do say damn, or the Japanese
damn,
which is
I'm in.
Yeah, that shit. The Japanese
Pokemon
damn.
Origins, right?
Yes, Pokemon Origins. It's fucking, it's actually good. It's actually not fucking garbage. No Ash Ketchum, because Ash isn't a canon character. Main character is Red.
No, bro. Didn't you play Pokemon Yellow?
Fuck off. Fuck, go fuck.
Dude, yourself. Surfing Pikachu.
I'm gonna fucking kill you. We're getting off topic right now, okay? We're getting off topic. But this is
a show to do that.
That's fair, but like, hey, dude,
but this is in many ways like the Western adaptation of Pokemon that nobody wanted. Mm-hmm. First of all, as we know, main character is like a mulatto kid, so I'm sure this isn't gonna do well overseas.
Mulatto.
Mulatto, the rarest Pokemon.
Mewtwo Lotto.
Mewtwo, oh, yeah. No. So, but here's the thing is that this takes place in a city called Rhyme City. And Rhyme City, at least for me as like an OG Pokemon Nintendo homie, okay, Rhyme City is the last fucking city in the Pokemon universe I would ever want to go. Like the lore behind the Rhyme City is like Pokemon and humans are friends. There's no battles allowed. Pokemon are not allowed in Pokeballs. Like Pokemon, it's like a fucking commie Pokemon Utopia is what it is.
Yeah, like post Jim Crow for Pokemon.
What's that?
It's like Jim post Crow Jim Crow. Pokemon.
Yeah. No, it is. It fucking sucks. It fucking sucks. And here's the thing. What's the main fucking point of Pokemon? What's the main point of Pokemon?
Slavery.
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 What is the second? It's battling. Yeah, Pokemon is about fucking battling. But like in Rhyme City, because it's supposed to be, like so safe and gay.
It's also about fucking.
You only see like one fucking.
No. Because the lore of Rhyme City is that Pokemon battles are only relegated to like underground, like black market seedy places. And it's like, only like really bad, shitty people do Pokemon. But it's like, motherfucker, that's the point of the series. And you like relegated them to being like fucking scoundrels and cads.
Play the video game because the Pokemon.
Oh fuck! Wait, I forgot to mention.
To be honest, like, does that make Pokemon battling cooler now that it's like underground?
Dude, the fucking shows. The movie starts out where he's trying to catch a fucking Corbo. It's hilarious.
Oh yeah, that is.
Wait, true. A Corbo.
Yeah, Corbo.
Wait, there's a Corbo Pokemon?
Yes, Cubone.
Yeah, Cubone.
Oh, shut up! You guys are so silly. That's not a Corbo.
No one's gonna get that. I don't even think Corbo fully gets.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Wait, by the way, should we announce, guys? Because it's Pride Month. Should we announce that Corbo is transitioning into Corba?
Shut the fuck up!
Corbo-chan.
You don't even know how much of a fucking gay meme that is in my local circles.
Well, I mean, what? Did they look at you and see that you use anime profile pictures? No. And we're like, yeah.
No, fuck you. No, that's not the reason. They're just, they fucking thought one day, like, what if we said the, you know, feminine version of Corbo? Oh, Corba. Now every day
I thought I'd stumbled on something innovative.
Nah, dude, you're just rehashing, like, you know. I'm sorry, Nat. It's like you're not that creative.
Your friends have bullied you in every conceivable way already long before I got there.
It's all right. We can steer this ship home. We're gonna celebrate Pride Month by raping Corbo to death.
No, sorry, right. Corbo.
What about Pikachu?
Yeah, I don't like this kind of bullying. This is not really bullying.
Shut up, homo.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone, raise your hand. Seen like Pikachu get his butthole stretched out by an enormous.
Shut up. Dude, why do we have to do this? Why do we have to do this for Pride Month?
So you get Pikachu, you look in his eyes, and you're like, bro, I'm gonna tear open that asshole. I'm gonna Pikachu insides.
If the internet were a place, if the internet were a place, you'd be handed like your ID card and a picture of Pikachu getting his anus spread out. These are just necessary and like mandatory things.
Mandatory things you'd have to learn about when coming to the internet.
Exactly.
Oh God.
Ooh. Wow.
Here, this Webum right here that much. I posted in the general chat.
I don't trust your Webum shit anymore. She's gonna be Ricardo.
It's not Ricardo.
It's people yelling faggot, dude. Corvo, no one can hear that. You faggot. Queer. Faggot. Homo.
What a gay.
Dude, I love
now Tone, you need faggot audio in the
I gotta convert a fucking WebM. Fuck. We're not doing the other one. Fuck you.
I can convert it into.
I don't want to though because there's gross looking black woman.
All right. Get to the good part. Get to the good part about Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
I wish I could.
It's fucking origins. What's the good part? Melee stage.
It's all shit.
Dude, it has the origin of the melee stage Pokéfloats.
Oh yeah, there's like a gay pride Pokemon parade where they all have balloons.
And they put gas. put gas in the balloons that turns people into Pokemon.
What? Yeah, okay, this is not true. Like Tone, only kind of. Okay, yeah. It's weird because they kind of almost ripped off like the Jack Nicholson Batman movie where he was the Joker and he had his like plan was like to fill the city with gas. This movie centers around gas a lot, which is pretty interesting. Yeah, there's some gas that like turns Pokemon feral. But not like really feral. Gas. Yeah, like swamp gas. But you know, it's funny because a friend of mine, Finley, pointed out that you have to suspend your disbelief because the gas, like when it's first introduced into the movie, it starts making all these Pokemon kind of go feral, like they're almost rabid. But then later on, because it's a goofy movie, not a goofy movie, which is awesome, but it's a goofy movie. Like the gas, he's like, Finley said, it's not like it's making them bad, it's like turning them mischievous. Like it's not that they just like do, it's like they'll go and like do silly things like gremlins. it was really dumb but TLDR is black kid, his dad was some detective.
We don't even know his name. Missing. I think his name is like
Tyrone. Yeah, we don't know something. his dad is
No, we don't know. Dude,
here's the crazy thing.
His dad is white.
Is a white one. Yeah, his mom was
the dad is Ryan Reynolds, yeah. Dude.
How's that for a fucking twist?
Yeah, that is a twist. Maybe he thought to himself, like, well, I might as well act the part.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is in blackface. What?
So anyways, like, I'm going to ruin the movie. I don't care.
The movie's shit. Like, it's already ruined.
The whole thing was like, oh, Mewtwo's being tortured in some gay thing. And
it was like, it copied, like, the fucking cartoon
movie. It tried to, but failed. But, like, Black Kid's dad was like, oh, I'm going to investigate this Mewtwo abuse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So Mewtwo, like, does some shit because Detective Pikachu dad, whatever, the dad is going to, like, die. So Mewtwo's like, oh, I got to perfect plan. I'm gonna merge his Pikachu with him, so now the Pikachu like is Ryan Reynolds' dad. And so the kid doesn't know this. Like he finds the Pikachu, and the Pikachu has amnesia, you know, which is wow, epic fucking writing. And the Pikachu's like, oh kid, I gotta find my owner. To been onto something. I have amnesia. The kid doesn't realize the Pikachu is his dad. Yeah. Okay, that's the spoiler. Yeah. They have the same voice. It's Ryan Reynolds, okay?
Yeah.
You sound a lot like my dad.
No, he didn't even realize that. He's like, oh, okay, all right, yeah, Pikachu, okay.
All right.
And the kid was just fucking along for the ride. And then there's like a white female, like, lead, I guess, like, opposite of him. And I don't know if she's legal, but she was fucking really hot. Extremely doesn't up. Matter.
Yeah, she was hot. She couldn't fucking act. None of the fucking leads in this could act. Wait,
what was her name in the movie?
Mystery.
Hot girl.
She had like these cut-off jeans, and like you could see her butthole sometimes.
You can see her butthole. Really? Really? There's a Pokemon in it. White girls fuck Pokemon.
Was her name Mystery?
She had a Psyduck.
Oh yeah, she had a Psyduck. So she was kind of like pseudo Misty.
Yeah,
she was kind of like pseudo Ash because he had like a
piece. Because he's black.
He's ashy. He's like ashy Ash. Ketchup.
Oh,
yeah, man. Yeah, no, just really like was not engaging. Like the there was like no cohesion. It just felt like you were being thrown from one thing to the other. It was just fucking bad. It was just, but it wasn't bad. It was just like, that's this is the a worst movie. Part. This is, yeah, that was the worst part. Like I wish it was a little cornier.
Dude, I want it to be Sonic the movie, man. You know, yeah. Which we're going to watch when it comes out. We might not do that. The actor
was Catherine Newton.
Me and Keg are gonna fucking watch Sonic. It's gonna be great.
Dude, that actually looks like it might be a funny, like...
Yeah, but they're fucking changing Sonic to make him look better. I don't want him to look better. I want him to look perfect like he already does. You know?
Right. I'm glad we don't have any Sonic fans listening.
I mean, I'll be very, very Sonic? Happy if this whole Super Smash cinematic universe comes to fruition.
No.
Dude, Brie Larson is going to play Samus, dude. She already offered. It's going to happen, bro.
Like, what?
Yeah. Did you not really? See that?
Brie Larson. Now that you mentioned it, I did. Oh, so someone posted a screenshot. Oh, it was Corbo. Psyduck's Corbo in this movie?
Yeah.
Psyduck. Yeah, we just said
go,
that, bro.
Does he go Psy... Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening. Psy. Does he do the Psy thing?
Yeah, he does, which is terrible. Pokemon are not supposed to say their own fucking names! It's not canon!
Keg was I'll just watch that for 10 hours Puff on had YouTube. Hair or something. I don't know.
I was what?
You were so the Jigglypuff had hair. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, that made me angry. Okay. Yeah, because that's...
Break down this whole Nintendo... Guys, let's break down this whole Nintendo cinematic universe. You have Brie Larson as Samus, like frustratingly annoying, like Dyke Samus. You have a new Mario movie, dude. A new like blockbuster Mario movie.
Fuck,
and Mario will be like Captain America, right?
Dude, Mario's played by Idris Elba.
They're like they're trying to make movies right now. I feel like they're all like everything millennials would want to watch. And man,
well, that's the thing. You have an Earthbound movie. You have an Earthbound movie that totally bombs.
No, it's gonna sell though. Millennials are gonna be like, oh, it's postmodern Earthbound. Rad.
It'll bomb, but like it'll have a cult following. It'll never have a sequel, but they'll have people begging for a sequel forever.
It'll be like that shitty Scott Pilgrim. I don't know if it was.
Then you'll have a bunch of Zoomers being like, oh, this movie ripped off Undertale.
Sweet. Hey,
the one that gets a ton of hype. Shut up, Corbo. We're going through this. The one that gets a ton of hype is the Zelda movie.
Yeah.
And everyone's going friggin' ape shit for the Zelda movie. Like, oh my god, it's Zelda. Who's all gonna play the, all the gamer girls want to see it, all the trannies want to see it.
Dude, Luke's
kind of want to see it. And then it comes out and it's like horrible. It's so bad
because
it doesn't do anything SJW whatsoever. And everyone's freaking fuming because it's just a normal, like it's like a Lord of the Rings ripoff, but it's like sort of subpar. And everyone's just fuming like, oh, it just wasn't good. I wanted Zelda to be more of a strong woman.
It's gonna do great in China.
It'll do amazing in China because it's all
China's
going to
eat it up.
All blonde, blue-eyed people in the movie.
Mario, Mario's going to be Idris Elba jumping on. Who's going to play the Goombas?
I remember back in the day. Kind of going off just because you know Nat's here. I remember like back like a decade ago when NeoGAF had a huge thread like sincerely debating whether or not there should be a black Mario brother.
Oh my god, brother. The brothers.
People were like drawing like their concept art. It's like, first of all, that couldn't happen unless at some
there's already
Mario's
two black Mario brothers
black.
Like Mario has like a Martin Luther King mustache. Okay, guys, but get this shit, the Captain Falcon movie is basically like Fast and the Furious, but future.
Oh, dude, we get The Rock to play Captain Falcon.
It does super well. It becomes the most popular of the whole cinematic universe.
I mean, I'd watch Dwayne Johnson as Captain Falcon. That'd be really pretty awesome.
Sure. The Polynesian Captain Falcon. Why not?
Why not? Fuck! I don't give a shit. Fuck you.
I would prefer Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy should play Captain.
Tom Hardy like literally sucks penis though.
Powder cake. By the way, that chick. Oh God, she was born in 90. She was born in 97. So you're in the clear.
Hell yeah, that's right. That's right. All right.
Keg's not a pedophile.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're not gonna get me for she's 17. Yeah. Oh, powder keg, you're crazy. You have dreams where you stab Jeff Goldblum in the neck. Oh.
Yeah. So
I don't know, powder keg.
Could you tell us about the Jeff Goldblum? I was reading about that, and I'm like, what? What the fuck is a Jeff Goldblum dream?
So okay, I'll summarize it as much as I can. So. Yeah. I knew, because, you know, it's dream logic. You know, you're going to a dream with or implanted into your mind. I knew Jeff Goldblum was trying to kill me and my family. So I walk outside and my car is gone. And I'm like, that's weird. I notice my car is parked across the street and there's like a car next to it. And I'm like, somebody moved my fucking car. I go over to my car. Jeff Goldblum's in the back seat. And he has
what the fuck?
Yeah, and he fucking has one of my revolvers like in the back seat, but it's like unloaded. All right, like he's like kind of taunting me. So I get back there and I'm like, what the fuck, Jeff Goldblum? And he's like acting all smug, like, oh, I'm just chilling out. And I was like, I'm thinking something's up, because then he just leaves and gets into the car next to me, and I'm thinking like, he didn't mess with my car, he didn't steal nothing. I said he is fucked with my car somehow. He let me have the gun with no bullets. Like he is up to something. So I go up to Jeff Goldblum. He rolls the window down. He's still being smug. All right. And so he has like a detonator in his hand, and he like blows up my parents' house and kills my parents. So I pull out a knife and I stab him in the fucking throat. I stab him. Let me be clear. I did not slit his throat. I jammed the blade through his mouth into his throat. I stabbed him in the throat, okay? And he died. And that was my
death. That is anti-Semitic.
I couldn't tell you why it was Jeff Goldblum. I don't know.
But, hey there, bud. Looks like you got a big knife there.
How he was acting in the back seat. In the back seat, with me smug. You know,
dude, honestly, who would the fuck would trust Jeff Goldblum anyway?
I didn't.
Especially with your parents.
Well, here's the thing is that this is what I thought. He probably rigged my car with a car bomb or cut the brake line. That's why I didn't start the car. That's why I confronted him. I don't trust that shifty faggot. All right.
Pride month.
I don't care.
Now, Pride month would be if you stabbed him in the butthole.
I'll take you for a pride. Jeff Goldblum
tweet about Pride Month.
Wait, hold on.
I'm gonna take you for a pride.
That. You know what? Fuck Pride Month, because I want to look at some big titty, mommy GF Oni Sans.
Oh, shut the fuck up, you fucking weirdo, fucking creepy weirdo.
Yeah, do it. Say it.
Yeah, you fucking, oh, listen, mommy, you guys. Oh, I'm Corbo. Oh, I love tall girls with mommy GF. Oh, I'm Corbo.
Listen, you can't deny that tall girls do not have some sort of appeal to them. All right,
I don't like tall girls. I like short
girls around.
Well, listen, short girls are like great too. I won't deny that. Rashram.
Don't you fucking steal my show's content.
Okay, guys.
That's so... ours. Rashram is ours, all right?
Dude, how many fucking
times... That's our word, nigga!
How many times, like, Tone has sung that goddamn song on here already?
I have.
All right, guys, so then we get to the Super Smash Brothers movie, and it's like...
No!
Huge. Jeff Goldblum's gonna play fucking Bowser!
Huge deal. It's like, maybe Zelda wasn't so good, but... Oh man, the Super Smash Brothers movie has Link fighting against Mario. Kirby doesn't have his own movie yet, but there's rumblings that there's gonna be Kirby in Phase 2. Okay, there's gonna be a Kirby movie in Phase 2, and he sucks things in through his butt and his mouth, and it's like, what?
dude, Kirby, all comes around.
We were Kirby's played by Idris at the start of this episode, and now we're going to Kirby.
They're gonna make Diddy Black, and I'm gonna be very angry. And they're gonna do some things.
No,
because here's the thing is that Kirby has to be a little bit more kid friendly. So he's like, hey yo, Kirby with the Kirby dance. It's gonna be like, I like to move it, and I'm gonna fucking kill myself. Because that's how these movies work.
No, right? They're gonna play that. I like them big and chunky.
I like big butts, and I just can't lie.
Come on, you guys haven't seen that Zoomer meme?
No, that's a fucking stupid meme. That's a fucking faggot that's meme. Pretty for good meme. Buttholes.
Yes, that's exactly why they would put it on there, funny. Dude.
Yeah,
and they would do it on Pride.
So they actually have what's that guy's name? Ghibli Gangster. Ghibli Gangster. No. He was Troy from Community.
What?
Come on. He was on Community, and then he was a rapper. He's called Littlest Gangster or something like that.
You know what they should do? Who fucking played Ricky?
Sounds like a Hasbro toy line. Littlest Gangsters.
Jews really love his rap.
Who was the black dude that got shot in Degrassi? What was the actor's name?
Drake.
Drake's gonna be fucking
Aubrey Graham.
But didn't he become like paraplegic?
Yeah. Well, he's gonna be a paraplegic.
Oh, Childish Gambino, not Littlest Gangster. Childish.
Dude,
Gambino.
Everyone in Kirby.
Show title: Littlest Gangster.
Oh, you guys don't do show titles.
We don't do.
Thank God.
Just fucking. I don't know. Just play, make that as a clip for the next for the episode after this.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, Childish Gambino will be Kirby. And
what are the fucking Nintendo properties are?
So what if like for the Smash movie?
A lot.
Like okay, so what if they make it to where?
I hate this.
Here, like, just hold on. Like, okay,
they're
gonna
start making a Squidbillies or whatever it's called.
Squidbillies!
Splatoon!
Splatoon!
Like a Splatoon movie when they start running out of IPs, like, oh,
I think you meant Splatoon!
Dude, they'd make Splatoon first because that's the most popular franchise with Zoomies right now.
Just when you think Squidbillies is a fucking adult Swim show.
Yo, listen up.
You know what? I don't.
Shut up, Corbin.
Corbin, you're stealing my life.
Corbin doesn't want us to mess up the Squid Girls for him. He wants to fuck them. Go ahead.
Okay, just when you think they're running out of steam, they release a Luigi movie, and it's like 10 out of 10, 11 out of 10. It's
I can't believe there hasn't been a
movie. Dude, bro.
The star Luigi... Ray Comfort.
Dude.
A very esoteric joke.
Why
Ray Comfort and Luigi!
Why haven't there been a re-release like Mario movie?
Hell, I got hit by a hammer.
I'm Luigi. I only got 3 minutes to live. I got hit by the boss Boo, and I'm worried about my salvation. I didn't want to. Luigi, you gotta help me, mate.
Wow. Dude, but the Luigi movie—the Luigi movie is gonna be when the cinematic universe—it's gonna be the fucking like DC like Joker movie that's coming out. It's gonna be like that. It's gonna. Be
It's the NCU, not the MCU, the NCU.
Dude, I fucking hate that.
Dude, they're already making a Nintendo theme park.
No, dude. Here's the thing is that, I mean, I don't know if Nat's doing this as a bit to try and piss me off, but we already talked about this on my show, the Nintendo's. Because after the success of Detective Pikachu, like, Universal is seriously considering this. And having like a Smash Brothers movie be like
powder keg. I didn't say this to piss you off, but have you heard? No. You hold
go ahead,
on.
Go ahead.
You hold on. I know this is your show. Okay. I know this is your show, but I am not your mouth. If I were your mouth, I'd have a penis in me.
Okay. Okay.
This is getting really
powder keg. I did not say that to piss you off, but have you heard of a meme called Honkler?
Yeah, I'm familiar with Hong Kong.
The NCU is the movie embodiment of honking. All right, we're going to
I don't like this. I don't like this.
Exclusively cinematic universes, and everything you love is going to be prided up so much. It's going to be so prideful.
They won't do it.
Pride Month.
You're going to feel so much pride the whole time you're watching it. And for the next 12 to 20 years, there's going to be nothing but pride coming out of Nintendo.
I don't know. Dude, you know what I'm hyped for? You know when they made...
Hold on.
This is not true.
You know when they made... they made the Street Fighter movie, and then they made Street Fighter the movie, the game. Are we gonna get Smash Bros. The movie, the game?
That would be terrible.
That would be so fucking funny.
No, it would not be amazing.
Fucking funny.
With like realistic shaders, like.
Oh god.
Bob Hoskins Mario, like.
Dude, if Bob Hoskins Mario is
announced
at... What?
Oh my god! No, that's amazing. Bob Hoskins is dead.
Mario's not dead.
Not in the video game.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
You didn't know this?
I'm sorry, Tone. I hate to break this to you.
Dude, Mario's fucking dead. They made another game like a fucking year ago. What the fuck?
I know what else.
Do you guys remember Mega Man from like that Tekken game or something where he's like a big fat guy?
Yeah.
That'll be Bob Hoskins Mario.
Bro, this is... Man, I'm sad now.
Tone, I know what else you're clipping out for the next episode.
I miss Mario. He was like...
Oh, Mario's dead.
Oh, Mario died in 2014.
Luigi's still alive.
Luigi's still alive. We still got to
die. He was Kang's Aztecan.
Yeah, he's just going to say he's a Kang. He's an Aztec Kang.
Wait a minute. Fucking Bowser died too in 2010? What? No.
Tell him, we just didn't want
bro,
to
tell
him. They can't make a sequel
me?
Now. Oh,
what
they
the
can't
fuck?
Make a sequel.
What the fuck, man? This isn't fair. This is bullshit. I'm gonna kick a fucking fan, man.
Don, if you need to take a minute, we understand.
I need a minute.
Oh, shut up, retard. You're the host.
All right, let me go through my anime folder.
Anime.
Oh, Dominion Tank Police. That's comfy.
I can't live without you, anime.
We're gonna talk about.
I'm gonna go through my cute anime. Girls folder, and I'm gonna just post all the images from there.
Kill yourself. Corbo, we're done.
I'm gonna fucking beat the shit out of you, Corbo.
Corbo, you're a nerd.
Powder.
You're gonna fucking fart on the mic.
Hold on. Why is it
Powder? Why would you do that?
Fuck you, Corbo. That's what I think about you and anime girls and post moe bullshit. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay.
Moe's good. I'm Corbo. Oh, what if she acted
nah,
like
nah, you know what? No,
girl,
it's,
like a cat.
It's not okay because I disagree.
Wow. That says it all, folks.
Yeah.
Well, we learned some very sad things today and some good things.
Okay.
And altogether.
No, I don't think we learned any good things
today. I miss Mario.
What yeah, I learned Mario was that everyone died. Should check out my show. Dope Movies and Shows, aka DMS, which is found on the exact same website as the show.
Buy a fucking not funny shirt,
and,
faggot.
Well, let me plug my own fucking shit, son of a bitch.
No, don't let him do it.
Also, I want to say Dope Movies and Shows is good, and it's going to be even better coming soon because there's an episode of Rocky with yours truly
the best
talking about the Rocky series. On yeah, Dope Movies
I'm looking
and
forward
shows.
To that one in 2 months.
That was actually, I really like listening in on that.
Yeah.
So, and also my show, which is not funny, just one word, no space, not funny.
It's
on the site. It's also on Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, and something else. I can't remember. But buy a fucking shirt, people.
Buy a fucking shirt.
Buy a fucking not funny
shirt.
Okay.
Buy a shirt. You need
buy
a shirt.
A fucking
you
shirt.
Need a
we've
shirt.
Got the brand new. We've got
reason, bro.
We've got the Jamboree shirt just dropped. We got the Poopter Griffin,
dude. The Poopter Griffin.
We got
Griffin.
The old classics.
Get a
like a prehistoric. The prehistoric shirt and
yeah.
The Minecraft is retarded shirt. All
yeah.
Right. These are good.
Buy
quality products. And yeah, buy
I'm
it.
Gonna use
give
the
me
fucking,
your fucking money.
I'm gonna use the picture of the black girl in the Poopter Griffin dress as the image for this.
Do it, do it.
I'm
if,
gonna
if,
do
if
it.
Black so, girls want to wear the Poopter Griffin dress, you
yeah,
know.
If black women want to wear the Poopter
really?
Griffin,
I'm not a racist. If you want to wear a dress with a poop man on it, I'm not supposed to look any more into that. That's fine.
That could be a pretty good.
Do it.
That could be a pretty good gift, TBH.
Yeah.
There's some great gifts, all right. Fucking Poopter mug, all right.
You know what? I'm gonna
get
I'm
a
gonna,
fucking Poopter mug. You fucking
Minecraft
mug.
Pillow,
I'm gonna
okay?
buy one of. The, I'm gonna buy one of the shirts, and I'm gonna give it to my work buddies.
Give it to a black dude.
That would be really funny.
Well, there actually is a like 40-year-old like Haitian dude that works.
Yeah, give the Haitian dude a Poopter shirt. Do it. It'll
and
be
dude, I'll
funny.
Give you, I'll give you a code for $10 off.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. I'll give you the full price.
Yeah. Well, he gets
well, no, when you use the code, I actually get more.
Yeah.
Use the
you.
Code LOLI.
That's not okay. The code.
L-A...
Wait a minute. Natsok, that just spells...
F-U-T-A.
No, fuck off, Natsok.
Oh, use the code SERVAL. Oh, the not funny
wait,
store.
Hold on.
So cute. Oh,
Patrick, if you actually make horrible. That the, can you actually like design the codes for it? Because if
gonna,
you make that the code, I would actually.
No,
we're gonna
I
look
can't.
Into.
I don't have the power to do it yet.
We're gonna do shirts yeah. Too. It's gonna be not as good.
Honestly, talking about us doing shirts.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. Is gonna be traps and
oh,
the
serval
shirt.
Everywhere. I'm Corbo.
Actually, I would design. I would draw on this.
I would design the serval. I want a serval shirt so bad. I'm Corbo. Oh,
yeah,
she's
man.
Like a cheetah. Oh, I bet she's so
yeah,
cute.
She,
you
she's
a like, Snarl shirt.
Yeah, come on, Powder Cake. She's pretty
oh,
cute.
I
want to like
kiss
a,
her.
Like
she's 12 years old. I want to give her a big kiss. Mm-mm. I'm Corbo. Mm.
No, she's not that young.
Oh, she's not for looting. She's just for head pats. fucking shut up! You anime weirdos suck. I don't care if this is the wrong show for this. You guys are fucking weirdos, all right? Nobody thinks that's normal, except you, except other youth. Other people like you.
I know that we are young, we have just begun to dream our wildest dream. And when the way gets rough, I know we may be tough enough to keep it going right or wrong. We have got to be strong. We can make it just to keep holding on. We can make it. But with you here by my side.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a quick break and then we'll start Detective Pikachu. Right.
Hold on. I'm not going to take a break.
Oh, you're just gonna keep talking?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep going.
Oh wait, are you editing this? No, are we on break or something? Yeah. What?
No, Tone's on break. We're not.
I think we are.
What the Tone's fuck? Does he edit this shit? How does that work?
So yeah,
he just listen. If there's something funny that's like happens when he's not here, he'll just edit it in.
Fucking that's homo. How he does. I was gonna go smoke a cigarette and I don't know what to do now because I don't know how the show
just,
works.
Just smoke, smoke a cigarette.
All right.
Yeah, me and Natsok will like keep the light.
Yeah, so hey, Natsok, what's going on? Hey Corbo, I'm gonna go through my anime folder on my hard drive and I'm just gonna talk about a bunch of stuff that I see. Is that cool with you?
Sure.
All right, let's
sounds
see
good to me. Stuff.
Okay, so Alexander Sankey, as it was called in Japan, also called Rain the Conqueror in the US. This isn't strictly like anime. It's made by a Korean guy in conjunction with some Japs in the US, I think.
I don't know. Not anime.
Anyway, this is pretty cool. It's like in the same style as Aeon Flux. That was pretty neat. Battle Angel Alita, that was okay. Not great. Oh, Berserk. That is just top tier.
Yeah, you
top
know what?
Tier.
Broken
Blade. Did you see Broken Blade, Corbo?
No.
Did you see Broken Blade?
Broken Blade.
Broken Blade is a mecha anime. It's an OVA, I think. It's like 7 episodes. It was like I followed that along as it was being made. So I like watched each.
Oh, this looks kind of newish.
As it came out, it's newish. Yeah, I was pretty disappointed by it. The story is very very bland. I have to say, it's just a bland story. So it's mecha anime. I thought it'd be better. Meh.
Dude, this is just a problem with a lot of mecha animes now, man. Like, the fucking mechs are CGI and everything else about the story is just copy-pasted from, like, earlier shit.
Totally,
dude. And it's not that...
Oh, I've got Excel Saga here. Excel Saga is one of my favorite shows of all time. It's so funny. I just think it's so funny. it just has that dry but like absurd Japanese humor. Like, people listening know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen Excel Saga, check it out. It's like funny, it's sexy, it's crazy. Excel Saga is fantastic.
Wait, are we on? I don't think there's any nudity, but I was taking a leak.
we were keeping the mic warm while you were gone.
We'll go through more of Nat's anime folder picks later. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll do. I want to have you on for Akira soon.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I actually kind of read some of the manga for that.